For most of its history, until fairly recent times, the general pattern for Earth was to be hot, with no permanent ice anywhere. The current ice age, ice epoch, really, started about 40 million years ago, and has ranged from murderously bad to not bad at all. Ice ages tend to wipe out evidence of earlier ice ages, so the further back you go, the more sketchy the picture grows. But it appears that we have had at least 17 severe glacial episodes in the last 2.5 million years or so, the period that coincides with the rise of Homo erectus in Africa, followed by modern humans. Two commonly cited culprits for the present epoch are the rise of the Himalayas and the formation of the Isthmus of Panama, the first disrupting air flows, the second ocean currents. India, once an island, has pushed 2,000 kilometers into the Asian landmass over the last 45 million years, raising not only the Himalayas, but also the vast Tibetan plateau behind them. The hypothesis is that the high landscape was not only cooler, but diverted winds in a way that made them flow north and toward North America, making it more susceptible to long-term chills. Then, beginning about 5 million years ago, Panama rose from the sea, closing the gap between North and South America, disrupting the flows of warming currents between the Pacific and Atlantic, and changing patterns of precipitation across at least half the world. One consequence was a drying out of Africa, which caused apes to climb down out of trees and go looking for a new way of living on the emerging savannas. At all events, with the oceans and continents arranged as they are now, it appears that ice will be a long-term part of our future. According to John McPhee, about 50 more glacial episodes can be expected, each lasting 100,000 years or so, before we can hope for a really long thaw.